I've been doing a lot of inner work lately and learning a lot about myself. And one of those things I've slowly come to the realization is that the older I get, the more I dislike winter. The winter blues are a real thing. I just really dislike being cold, and the leafless trees are only pretty for so long before they become depressing. And I also realized another thing about myself, that I am really happiest when I can go on walks and clear my head. When work stresses me out, when I have so much going on that I really can't think straight, when I have a problem I need to solve, the best thing to regulate my nervous system, besides taking a bath, which I don't do often enough, is to take a walk, which I also only like doing when it's not cold outside. So I am absolutely loving this time of year because the trees are starting to fill out with leaves, flowers are starting to bloom, and I don't need to bundle up. So I've been getting plenty of walks in to clear my head. And if you've listened to yesterday's motivational mindset, I compared a cluttered mind to a dense forest filled with vines and overgrowth. And that's exactly what a cluttered mind is. If you keep everything in your head and you don't have a way to organize your thoughts to get everything out of your head, then you're going to feel overwhelmed. You are going to feel stressed. You are going to feel anxious. Luckily, I do have a toolbox to work through my overwhelm. And today I'm sharing one of those tools with you. We're going to talk through how to declutter your mind so you can create that space to think, to problem solve, to strategize, to create that path so that the right next step becomes so much clearer. This is also just one of the tools that I teach you in my coaching sessions. I help you go through all of the things that are on your plate, that are in your head, that require your attention. And I help you organize, prioritize, and weed out all the things that are no longer serving you and your family. I teach you how to cut through those vines, but most importantly, I teach you how to maintain it so that you don't fall into old patterns and bad habits. And because I want to help as many mamas as I can, now through the end of May, you can get my Mother's Day discount of 10% off my 1 month coaching packages so you can create that space and free up some time in your week. And there is no better time to get your life in order. Summer is right around the corner. And you want to free up your schedule so you can make the most out of your summer and this special time with your kids. So check out my show notes or you can go straight to my website, momwifecareerlife.com, to book your first session. Are you feeling overwhelmed, trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work? And time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. Our theme this April has been decluttering, decluttering your house, decluttering your paperwork, decluttering your schedule. And today we are talking about how to declutter your mind. But before we go into today's topic, I want to remind you that we have a Declutter Your Closet Challenge going on in our Facebook group. All you have to do is post a picture of a bag or a box or stuff that you're getting out of your house, and you are automatically entered into winning a free time management coaching session with me. So head on over to our Facebook group, search up Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and join our Facebook group today. The link is also in our show notes. I'll be picking a winner on May 6th, so grab a bag, open a closet, and just fill it with all the clothes that you are no longer going to wear again and that are taking up space. It is such a great feeling to just let it go. Now let's talk about decluttering your mind. No one likes to feel that overwhelm, the overwhelm of responsibilities and the overwhelm of the worry of what might happen or what happened yesterday. There are so many things in this life that are out of your control, but there are also so many things in this life that you can control. And one of those things is organizing your days and organizing your thoughts. Decluttering your mind is essential for maintaining that mental clarity, for reducing stress, and increasing your productivity, especially as busy working moms. So here are just some tips to help you declutter your mind. Number one, do a brain dump. When I first heard this phrase many moons ago, it made me giggle, but it's spot on. The first step in decluttering your mind is to literally dump everything that is in your mind onto paper. The things you have to do, the things you need to buy, the things that you are worried about, whatever is in your head that you are thinking about, just get it out. You can grab a notebook and make separate pages for separate things. The back of my planner has a bunch of empty pages, and I use it for these type of things. I have a things to buy page. I have a home projects page. I have my weekly to-do list. You can put everything on the same page, but I like to organize my thoughts. You can also just dump it onto your computer. If you're an Excel or a Google Sheets person, you can dump it all in there and then just add categories so you can easily sort into different tasks. Number two, organize your tasks. After you do a brain dump of all the things you need to do, it helps to organize them. This is something I do as part of my weekly planning. For me, everything goes, like I said, in my paper planner, so it's all in one place. I was very intentional with the planner I picked out this year, and it already has different sections for everything where I put my personal to-dos, my business to-dos. It has a section for my weekly top priorities, and then it has a section for each day so I can write out all the activities that I have planned for those days. I'll link my planner in the show notes. It's called the Clever Fox Weekly Planner. It even has a section for each week to reflect on three things that went well and three things I want to improve on in the following week. Oh, and it also has a weekly habit tracker, so I have it all covered. But before I got this planner, I literally used to use a notebook. I just wrote everything out and I organized it with a highlighter. I would group similar tasks with the same color. So anything I could do sitting at my computer would be one color. That's all the phone calls, emails, paperwork. Then all the errands I would need to run would be another color, like running to CVS to use my CVS bucks, drop off a Amazon return at UPS, drop off a library book. This should really probably be its own step, but grouping it all together. If you have big tasks that you need to do, it really helps to break it into smaller, more manageable steps so it's easy to tackle and a lot less overwhelming. One of the tasks I gave myself this weekend was refinishing a metal bench, which actually required a few steps. It required going to Home Depot to get the supplies, scraping off the old paint, and then actually painting it. The scraping took a lot longer than I expected, so I didn't get around to painting it, but the painting's the easy part. So what I use one of the pages in the back of my book to do is I write out projects and then I break it down into smaller steps, and then I take those steps and maybe put them in my weekly plan to say, okay, what do I have time to work on this week? So it's breaking those big things into smaller things so it's less overwhelming. Number three, make a plan. Weekly planning and monthly planning is such an important step in decluttering your mind. It's one thing to get it all out on paper, but it's another thing to actually plan when you're going to get it done. Take the time to plan out your week. And if there are bigger tasks, just like I said, break it down into smaller tasks. It may take a couple of weeks to get that project done. Like I said with my bench, I thought it would get it done in one weekend, but one of the steps took a lot longer than I anticipated, so I probably won't get to painting it for at least another 2 weeks. For the more important and time-sensitive things, I make sure that I plan it during the week. If it's an errand, I make sure to plan it around when I have to pick Ashley up from school because I'm already out, so I'm saving that time. If I have to make phone calls, they usually have to be done during business hours because it's usually a doctor's office or a bill I have to question or scheduling something. So I have to find time around my work meeting schedules to actually make phone calls. So I make sure I block out a time on my work calendar to make those phone calls. If I don't block that time out, then someone will book a meeting on my calendar. So blocking that time out is key. Number four, journaling. Not everything that is cluttering your mind is a task that can easily be accomplished. Your brain may be cluttered with thinking about the past or worrying about the future, or it may be cluttered with anger or resentment towards someone or something. Journaling is a great tool to help cut those vines away and unload your thoughts. You may even find that you come up with a solution for whatever is troubling you. Number five, set boundaries. Boundaries are the key to time management. Having boundaries with people, having boundaries with your time, having boundaries with your cell phone are all ways to help you declutter your mind. I've gotten very good at setting boundaries with people. I've had to distance myself from a few people over the years because they were bringing way too much negative energy in my life, which immediately clutters your mind. I no longer let negative energy in. This mama has zero time for drama in my life. So boundaries with people are very important. Having boundaries with your time is also very important. When you block time to do something, make sure you are using that time to complete that task that you block the time for. Unless something urgent comes up, but it can probably wait until you're done with whatever task you're doing in that time block. And just as important is setting boundaries with your cell phone. We all waste so much time on our cell phones. Do you know how much more you can get done in a week with healthy cell phone boundaries? Check out episode 31, where I walk you through how to set boundaries with your cell phone. I'll link that episode in the show notes. And that brings us to number six, limit distractions. Identify and try to minimize the things that are distracting you and are contributing to your mental clutter. Those cell phones are the biggest culprit. I know for me, just picking up and scrolling through my social media, along with getting sucked into just mindlessly scrolling and looking at cake decorating reels because they suck me in every time, I'll see an advertisement for someone's Amazon top picks, and that will send me down an Amazon rabbit hole. My biggest current Amazon pick distraction is porch decor, trying to update my porch as the weather is getting nicer, and those Facebook mind readers know exactly how to suck us in. Another big distractor for me is physical clutter and a messy house, and it's why I'm all about decluttering. I'm almost done decluttering every closet in my house, and it feels amazing. So start cleaning out your closets and get that feeling too. Number 7, practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to practice mindfulness. This can be done in so many different ways. You can meditate, you could take a bath, or my favorite, go for a walk. Getting back out during the day for my mental mile walk has made such a big difference in my mental health. If you can't get out, then it can be just as simple as sitting in a chair, closing your eyes, and just focusing on your breath and observing your thoughts. This really helps calm your mind and your overall nervous system. If you have some time to journal after doing the breathing exercises, then do it. Or if you're out for a walk and you get a mental download, take out your phone and leave yourself a voice note. I do it all the time. Number 8, delegate tasks. If looking at your to-do list is still completely overwhelming and you can't find the time in your week to get it all done, then see what you can delegate. What can you outsource and what can you just ask for help with? Don't be afraid to delegate tasks to others, whether it's at home or at work. Sharing responsibility with your family members, with your coworkers, or outsourcing tasks can lighten your mental load and just free up so much more time to focus on the things that really matter to you. Number 9, create routines. Routines are so important, not just for you, but also for your family. When you have routines, you are taking the guesswork out of your day. They provide you with structure for how to work through your day-to-day tasks that are rinse and repeat, and reduce the need to constantly make decisions because you know what comes next. Having a good morning and evening routine are serious game changers for working moms. I can't talk enough about the difference my morning routine makes in my day. I go into detail on how to create a good morning routine in episode 4 and also how to create a good nighttime routine in episode 11. I'll link both episodes in the show notes, but both routines are equally as important. Your routines create a sense of flow and organization in your day. And once you have your routines in place, then you can create routines for your family. For your kids, you could write them out as a checklist, their morning routine, brush their teeth, make their bed, pack their lunch and their water bottle, feed the dog, or whatever is in their morning routine. Same with the after-school routine and bedtime. Wherever they are doing the same series of tasks on a consistent basis, create a routine around it just for them. Number 10, the 2-minute rule. Basically, if the task will take less than 2 minutes to complete, just get it done now. This concept comes from David Allen's book, Getting Things Done. The idea is that you're getting the little stuff out of the way instead of putting them on a to-do list and accumulating. If you tackle it right away, it will take up a lot less time and effort and will reduce that mental clutter because it's done then and there and you don't have to think about it again. And you are freeing up space in your brain for other things. Number 11, take breaks. I cannot stress what a difference taking breaks has made for my mental health in the past few weeks. When you get that feeling of overwhelm or stress, that is your nervous system's way of telling you that you need a reset. Listen to it. Schedule regular breaks throughout your day to rest and recharge. Whether it's a short walk, a coffee break, a few minutes of quiet time, stepping away from your task can help clear your mind and boost your productivity. Number 12. Leave a notebook in your bathroom and by your bedside table. If you find that you can't fall asleep at night because you are just thinking about all the things you need to do, the best thing you can do for yourself is leave a notebook by your bed and just write it down. This way you, one, don't stress about trying to remember it, and two, you're getting it out of your head. By writing it down, you might also come up with an idea or resolution on how to tackle it, so it's a win-win. I also leave a notebook in my bathroom because I get my best ideas and strategies when I'm in the shower. I actually just bought one of those shower notepads and started using it, and it's great. I used to try to remember everything as soon as I got out of the shower and either leave myself a voice memo or write in that notebook that I keep in a drawer with a pen, and I would write stuff down. But by the time I would get out of my shower and dry off, I would forget half of the things that I thought of. I'll post a link to the shower notepad in my show notes. And I actually love their advertising slogan. It's no more great ideas down the drain. And it's so true because I don't know how many great ideas I came up with in the shower that I lost because I couldn't remember them by the time I got out. Number 13, seek support. I tell my team at work this all the time. Raise your hand if you need help. Don't hesitate to reach out to your family, to your friends, your neighbors, for support if you're feeling overwhelmed. I'm sure you would want to be there for your family or your friends if they felt completely overwhelmed too, and I'm sure they want to be there for you too. Maybe you just need a few hours alone without kids, without anyone demanding your time. Or maybe you just need to outsource some tasks because you want to use that time for other things. I think of outsourcing as a return on your investment. To me, my time is pretty valuable, so if I can get someone in to do something, like mow the lawn, clean the house, so that on my weekends I could spend that time with my family or working on projects that I enjoy a little more, it's so worth it. Although I still haven't hired a cleaning service yet, but I am getting closer. And there's also support you can get from a coach or a professional. Talking to someone can provide validation and another perspective. Or find a coach that is doing the things the way you want to be able to do them and learn from them. There are so many resources out there. You are not alone. Number 14, practice gratitude. Mindset work is really so important. Being able to take a step back from everything and focus on your blessings and all the things that are going right and taking the time to really just be thankful can make such a huge difference in your day and in your mood. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life or in a situation can shift your perspective and reduce all these feelings of stress and overwhelm. Every morning, as part of my morning routine, I am thanking God for all of the blessings in my life. And I do the same before I go to bed. I try to picture specific things that happen in my day to be grateful for, and it really helps calm my brain. And last, but certainly not least, number 15. Take a mental health day every once in a while. I took one last Friday. My body was telling me I needed a break, and I listened. The kids were in school, the house was quiet. I made a list of all the things I needed to get done in order for me to not feel overwhelmed. I had really felt like I was falling behind on a lot of personal things. The house was a mess because I've been decluttering and I had bags and boxes of stuff everywhere. So I took the day off and I caught up and I got the stuff out of my house. And it felt great. I didn't think about work. I didn't allow myself to get distracted by my phone. I just got things done so that I can enjoy the weekend with my family and not feel like a ball of stress. And maybe you don't need a catch-up day. Maybe you just need a day to relax and do nothing. The weather is getting nicer. Maybe take a day when the kids are in school and go to the beach by yourself or with your partner. It's something we really want to do. I also know moms that took a night or a weekend at a hotel for themselves. And they use some of that time to catch up and the rest of the time to just relax and be alone. I know it's hard for me to relax when I'm at home because there's always something I think I could be doing or should be doing. But when you're at a hotel, you are taking the distraction of everything else going on in your home away, and you could really just focus on you. Mother's Day is coming up, and it's not a bad gift to ask for. Well, I hope you found this episode helpful. If you want to share how you declutter your mind, we would love to hear it. Head on over to our Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and tell us all about it. Sending you so much love and light. Until next time. On Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.
Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life. Or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light. Until next time on Mom Career Life with Carrie Pat.